You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Time now for our daily tech and business report. Today, we are joined by Bloomberg's Mark Gurman, Mr. Apple himself. Apple has announced a new look for its operating system on all of its devices. And Mark, what can you tell us about liquid glass?
Mr. Apple himself, that's very funny. Liquid glass is the new interface element that Apple is using to redesign its operating systems. It looks like glass, but artificial, obviously, because it's in software. You can have clear icons now. You can have icons now that blend better with the rest of the operating system. You have a bunch of new tab bars. Overall, it's a very fancy new interface. It looks much fresher, much improved. The OS is getting a little stale. The other big thing they've done here is make the interface design more cohesive across its different operating systems. So now all the interfaces across all of the company's devices look and operate far more similarly. So that is a substantial improvement. The biggest takeaway for me are some of the productivity changes on the iPad and, of course, the lack of major new AI features.
A lack of AI features? That's a big thing or something we should be paying attention to?
Oh, that's a massive thing, right? I mean, liquid glass is nice. The new improvements to the headset and multitasking are nice. But what you see with Google and OpenAI and Anthropic are major new AI initiatives every few months. Apple, their biggest AI change is opening up their models that have existed already for a year to third-party developers for their own apps, a new Shortcuts app, new Genmoji features, and a new Translate feature. But right now, it's pretty muted in terms of what Apple's bringing to the table.
Why do you think they're holding back?
I don't think it's that they're holding back. I think it's that they don't have anything to release, right? They started well behind the competition. The first version of Apple Intelligence was a dud. So this is a significant development here that they don't have much, even though this was expected.
So what about this Vision Pro headset? It's not AI, but maybe it is part of it.
Well, it uses some AI, right? It's a good expression of real-time AI, and there are some AI features there for things like visual understanding of your environment, but that's a mixed reality headset. AI is not the, you know, most important buzzword powering the thing.
How about the iWatch? Anything new there?
The Apple Watch gets a new feature called Workout Buddy, which uses some infrastructure related to AI to create more personalized workout routines. There's a redesigned workout app, and there are improvements to the widgets on the clock screen there. But overall, the Apple Watch update is sort of muted, I would say.
Are any of these announcements enough to make people want to go out and get new devices?
Well, they only stopped supporting devices from like 6 or 7 or 8 years ago. So these features will all be supported on the current devices and even the devices from a few years ago. That gives people confidence that they buy a new iPhone or iPad, they can be used for many years. I certainly think the latest iPads will be able to take better advantage of the new iPad multitasking features. That's what I'm most excited about. And certainly you're going to see a whole new wave of devices built around this new liquid glass interface as well. So more glass incorporated into future iPhones, I'm sure, for the iPhone 20th anniversary model in a couple of years.
Are you expecting anything else later this afternoon? Any new announcements or any key speeches?
No, they're done. They'll have a developer keynote, but nothing new will be announced there.
Okay. Anything that we should be really excited about aside from some of the things that you mentioned that we didn't talk about yet?
I think the new design is breakthrough. I think it's innovative, and I think it's more cohesive, and I think people are really going to like it. I think the iPad changes are fairly interesting, and I can't wait to use them, quite frankly. I think the new interface and more personalization on the Mac is cool. There's a new Spotlight search engine on the Mac, which will make it more productive and easier to launch apps and get things done more quickly. So there's a lot of little things to like here.
All right. Thank you so much. So that's Bloomberg's Mark Gurman, and you can hear our tech and business report weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 in the morning.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.